some knocked the monitor over. This 2 weeks in a row, we have just impeccable beginnings to the podcast. Welcome. We were just dealing with camera issues. We were dealing with internet issues.
Just don't hit that fucking mic.
We got, these cords are getting very fragile. We got Rory that is 34 minutes late. That's okay. That's a weekly occurrence. Zach and I were
joking. I'm not 34.
At 9:07, you said 5 minutes. It is now 9:34. Sorry, 27 minutes late.
Yeah.
Fuck. My bad.
Chick-fil-A was being slow.
Oh,
and it's in the backyard pretty
like
much.
A typical liberal. Just, blame it on somebody else.
I would have dropped off. I should have just told my son, you walk home.
Okay. So we're back. I just had to, I had to tell Roy to shut the fuck up before we started because he was getting a little hot about some opinions this week at Texas. So we should be fired up and ready to rock. Zach, welcome back. It's been a couple weeks. Hope you got everything sorted out. We missed you last week. We did not cash Rory and I's qualifying matchup with Buescher over, was it Chastain, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know if you listen back, but
we're idiots.
Yeah.
Don't pay attention to us. We just used the power ranking and
whoever had the biggest,
the largest gap on there and rolled with it.
Yeah, it didn't work out. So we're gonna leave qualifying to you, but welcome back. Did you watch the race on Sunday?
Yeah, I watched. I mean, it wasn't great. I'm sure like the schedule maker didn't do him any favors having Richmond, Martinsville, and Texas all in a row. It's just I don't know how you watch if you don't have any invested interest.
I agree. If I didn't, I think this goes for like most races. Like if I didn't bet on NASCAR, like I don't have a favorite driver anymore. Like my driver retired and my current driver stinks like my asshole now. So like if I didn't bet on NASCAR, I don't know that I would have watched that whole race and I fell asleep with 60 to go. I don't think I would have stayed up even that long because it was just like, I don't listen to other people's podcasts during the week. I probably should, but I don't. But I did, Zach, you said to go listen to Denny's podcast, and I did. I listened to like the first 45 minutes of it. And he's like, I don't want to say he's dead right because there's some things that he said that I feel like most people are just going to agree with because it came out of a driver's mouth and it came out of Denny's mouth, and he's been fast and he knows all the answers. But like a lot of the shit that he was talking about sounds accurate. Like when he's talking about he can't move Cindric and they want us to, we got this solid bumper that's not going to cave, but they can't even get to the bumper in front of them. So what does it matter? And then if NASCAR wants, they'll just, when the leader catches the back of the field, then second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, they're going to catch right back up to him. It's going to be bumper cars, choo-choo train. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about the tires and engine and horsepower. And from Zach, this question is for you. And then I'm going to go to the real mad scientist here with Rory. What do you think? Like, you don't have to get super in depth, but what do you think needs to change? Is it the horsepower? Is it the tires? It's definitely not the aerodynamics because, like, what did Denny say? They're going 45 in the middle of Martinsville. Like, if you had the chance to make the call, would you just make a soft tire or would you give them 1,000 horsepower or both?
I would do both. Whatever. And you have to get rid of shifting. So like you can't like,
yeah,
here's how they drive in Martinsville. You blast it as hard as you can into the fucking corner, slam the brakes, downshift, put it back fucking down to the floor and upshift. Like it's not driving. There's nothing like that. Danny said, like, we're all driving the same. We all have the same setups. It's very small details that will get you the wins now. And I have some stats about that I'll talk about later.
Roy, what do you think?
Exactly. I think the shifting kills that place a whole lot. Because the shifting helps them make that turn where it's not just driver with brake and how they enter the corner and how the car is handling. it just makes it so much more simple. And then, like Denny was saying, you know, if you can't get to the guy at the right time to hit him, it's pointless because the bumper's so, I mean, it is. It's like, you got to knock the hell out of somebody, you're probably going to wreck them instead of just being able to pull off a bump and run.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those types of deals.
So Denny also made another interesting point. Maybe I should start listening to other podcasts to get some nuggets and regurgitate it. But he's like, when they gave us this car, NASCAR supplied parts or verified vendors or a fit, whatever. And they was going to create this thing called parity. Well, we all thought that was a great thing. Like the first year we had 19 different winners or however many it was. And we're like, a little bit of IROC, but the cream's still going to rise to the top. And we saw that in the first year. But now it's gotten to the point, Zach, what you were saying, it's like they're all running the same speed. They're all running the same way because they've now figured out that this almost spec car is driving the same for everybody. And there's only really one way to drive it. And when you have such a tiny track like Martinsville, where there has only been one groove aside from maybe like a handful of races in the history of NASCAR, this is the product that you're going to get. They're all going to go the same speed. Now, Denny lied. He said that first place couldn't pass last place. That was a lie because David Starr was lapped like 8 times. But second to last place, he's got an argument, which is God fucking awful. Like, I just said this on the preview show. It is an abomination that I forgot what I was going to say. Motherfucker. That hasn't happened in a long time, but it just happened.
Fuck.
Is an issue. Fuck me in the ass. You guys want to take it from here until I think about it?
I don't understand why Goodyear can't bring option tires. Like every IndyCar, would they have 2 different sets every week?
Yeah.
2 different options. IndyCar has different options. I mean, not IndyCar. F1 has different options. Yeah. I imagine. I don't know if IMSA does, but like, why can't there be like, okay, this season we have 5 different sets of tires. At these tracks, we're going to use the 3 towards the soft. Then we're going to move, but like it just doesn't. I don't know. And like Denny said too, like why should the teams be responsible for fixing it? Like why should the teams have to spend money to go test these new tires? Like Goodyear and NASCAR should take care of it. And then also not having like a commissioner. Like there's no. It's just a different sport. Like, you know, we have a commissioner that represents the owners, and then we have players in every other sport. Well, here we have NASCAR, track owners, team owners, and then drivers. And it seems like, I hate to say it, but what's going to happen next year? Like, it seems like they're not coming to an agreement with TV revenue sharing. So Benny doesn't seem happy at all. It seems like what he's saying, and again, he is a team owner and a driver, so everything he says it could be, you know, he's just playing the strategy or the negotiation. He just wants teams to have their costs covered when they arrive at their track,
which is clearly not happening, and it makes Denny's job harder as an owner to go get all that sponsorship. Now, I don't think that him and Hendrick probably got like the easiest ownership job in the world, just Hendrick being the mogul that they are, and Denny having Michael Jordan and Bubba Wallace, 2 very marketable people. I do think, Zach, you're right. I do think that there is a little bit of like sales tactic going on with Denny here. But also at the end of the day, that sounds reasonable. Like, and the reason that NASCAR went private probably 10 years ago or whatever it was because they were losing their ass. Well, according to Denny, they're making buku bucks now. Buku dollars. I mean, the ratings are up. The NASCAR is out of the recession that we were in for like 10, 12 years. NASCAR's out of it completely. So I think his opinion that the negotiations aren't going well is probably just the sales tactic part, but you hope that the money shows up.
I don't I've talked about this guy before and I always forget his name. It's Michael Jordan's business manager.
Oh yeah. I don't know his name.
He was part of the NBA lockouts and strikes. And again, I don't even know how the hell that would work in NASCAR, because if NASCAR can build their own car, they can get their own fucking drivers in. So like,
yeah.
I don't know how it's going to work. The only time they tried it, I remember, was like in the 60s or 70s at Talladega. The drivers didn't want to race because they thought it was too dangerous. And Bill France basically said, F you. And they'd
arc. He drove a car.
Yeah, they'd arc. Well, they changed the rules to allow more cars, different types of cars into the race. So it's going to be interesting, man. I don't like it. And I don't like what I'm hearing. It's going to be interesting.
How do you think that the Twitter feud is going to play into these negotiations between old Dennis and Marcus Smith? Now, coming from someone that works for their father, I find it really fucking funny when people are like, daddy's money, or like, you have everything handed to you. Like, all right, well, you work a 12-hour day and then come hang out with some fucking Nimrods and talk about NASCAR betting until fucking midnight. Like, you go do that. All right. Second of all, fucking props to Denny Hamlin for saying something, because imagine if this was a different sport. Zach, you were talking about the interesting dynamic that NASCAR is, right? You got team owners, you got track owners, you have the sanctioning body, which is private, very private. And you got drivers in the actual product on the field. Like, imagine if Patrick Mahomes just started tweeting Roger Goodell and was like, you fucking piece of shit. Like, you daddy's money. Like, you suck at your job. Like, do better. Stop being cheap. Like, bro, Mahomes would have his head chopped off. But we saw sit back and laugh.
It'd be more like, so, you know how I think, like, the Redskins, the Commanders.
No, it's still the Redskins.
Yeah, they have the worst field every year, right? I think they're always ranked. So it'd be like Mahomes playing there that week and then calling the owner out the next week and being like, you can't get us real field turf in there or anything, you know? But good he's point. Right. Like, then he called him out too on you know, everyone's like, oh, he saved North Wilkesboro. Fuck that. COVID. We saved it. Our government money saved it. Our taxes saved North Wilkesboro. So fuck that. Not only Dale Jr. didn't pay out of their pocket. They got the money from the state and put it into the track. Come on.
I didn't know that. I knew that North Carolina got a shitload of money.
At least her money actually went towards something.
Yeah, at least they used
the shit for a change.
At least they used the money, right? I get it.
I mean, I think it's really cool. I think it's really cool they opened that place back up. I mean, it's historic.
Are you going to say that after we see Martinsville round two for an all-star race? With the track coming up, the new
pavement. I wish they would race. Why can't they just race Xfinity cars at Martinsville, Bristol, Richmond, and North Wilkesboro? And they don't even have Xfinity at North Wilkesboro. Like, you would have thought they would have added that on this year. What the frick?
Yeah.
That would have been the most awesome fucking show. Them on there.
I agree. Zach, what were you going to say?
The NASCAR announcement on Monday of this week should have been, North Wilkesboro Speedway, you need to bring a 1,000 horsepower motor, and we will have three different tire options. That's what they fucking should have said.
Yeah.
That's what the All-Star Race used to be for, testing shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Why
be an old timer?
They told.
Right?
Well, I remember
they told Ray Evernham, don't ever bring this chassis back out.
The
on
T-Rex.
The yeah. I mean,
that's right.
I remember that car that night. That car was a freaking rocket.
But even
I don't think he ever let off the gas. It was just like wide open.
Even a couple years ago, like Bristol, remember the night race, the all-star race at Bristol? They had them stupid fucking lights and the number on the back quarter panel, like.
Mm-hmm.
It's an all-star race.
Now that you say it, we did test the 550 package at Charlotte, maybe like 17, 18, somewhere in there. Remember? We were all talking about go-karts and shit. There was pack racing. Yeah, okay. Well, I remember that now.
Should have been the announcement on Monday. 1,000 horsepower motor, three different options of tires.
Just boom. Just give them the two options between the wet weather and the slicks. and let them decide.
That's why everyone's pissed, because they're not fucking doing anything. Like, they're just sitting on their hands.
I did see a tweet from Bob that said, I think it says 4 to 6 weeks it takes to start and finish a new tire from Goodyear. So
that's great, because we're in year three.
I can't so how
many
that.
4 to 6? So how many 4 to 6 weeks are we talking here?
At least 100. Golly, dude.
And what sucks the most is the last two races of the season are at Martinsville and Phoenix.
Roy, I don't know if I'm making the trek up this year, buddy.
You going to Bristol?
I am going to Bristol. I'm going to Talladega next weekend. I'm going to Daytona. I'm going to Bristol.
I think Whitney and me are going to Bristol. I think we were talking about it. So
yeah,
we might just do that then.
Zach, how far is Bristol from Pennsylvania?
I have a gambling problem. I can't go to races.
When was the last race you went to?
1999 Dover summer, like spring summer race.
Have you watched NASCAR since then?
Well, like, no, because, you know, I was a big Earnhardt fan. So when he died and, you know, Junior really couldn't step up. I mean, it's nothing against him, but like, he wasn't as good as his dad, and gambling brought me back to NASCAR.
Which I've definitely asked you this question, but when was that? Yeah, would you start with DFS maybe?
Yeah. So probably like since like 17 or 18, playing DFS and you know, gambling.
Wow.
Gambling. I started gambling in 21 on NASCAR.
Okay.
Because I remember I hit the Maya Schneider and then Homestead. William Byer. And then William Byer the next day, and it was like an 80-1 and then a 30 or 40-1. I was like, let's go.
You're addicted. You're fucked. Yep. You're so fucked.
Yeah, so like I don't want to miss live betting. That's honestly like I want to go to Daytona, Talladega, or Atlanta. I'll go to one of those races.
Yeah.
But like I like a lot. If you could tell me that yes, I'm gonna have guaranteed Wi-Fi and I can fucking bet from my seat at the race, then yeah, I'll go. But no one can guarantee you that.
Yeah, you can't. Rory. Hold on.
Daytona's worked.
Yeah, Daytona's
down
works.
There, awesome. It was great.
Roy doesn't remember placing the bets, though.
Huh? The hell I don't.
Nothing. Zach, speaking of live betting, sorry, Roars. Roars was at the track with no Wi-Fi. Well, I'm going to ask you if you got any dogs here in a second. Shout out Zach for the William Byron 10-1 live. I said, Zach, I said, live bets, anyone? And they said, Byron 10-1. I said, yes, sir. So thank you for that. You saved my day. I think that was the only winning bet. No, I had two winning bets, Bubba over Bowman. So I won two bets.
There you go.
Oh, Briscoe top 10. Forgot about that, too. I won three bets. So thank you for Byron.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you tell me Byron, but then, like, his lap times couldn't have been any different than anybody else in the top five, or were you just seeing him like creep up the leaderboard, or what made you do that?
I believe in the first stage, he made up 10 positions and the next best car only made 3. So his ability to pass is what attracted me the most to him, to bet him.
Well,
yeah,
it worked out. And fucking, oh, Rory. So, well, Rudy Fugle with the call of the fucking century, which it's probably not the call of the century because they've done it 10 or 12 times in the next gen car.
Logano showed early on what you could do. Mm-hmm. Like, what did Logano take 2 on that stop?
Yeah,
he didn't take 9.
178 laps on his left sides.
They probably could have won the whole fucking race on their left sides. Because I'm pretty sure.
He did start to fade after, I think he led like 70 or 80 laps right there. I won't really look at when it happened. It just felt like he led the whole second stage once he beat everybody off pit road. That's what I thought.
I assume that you did not get to exit the track for a little stage one live winner this year?
No, not this year.
Did you get any dogs?
No.
Oh, you don't like the dogs. I forgot.
Yeah, I did, actually.
You had a dog?
It was the only option over there on that side where we sat.
How did you like sitting over there? What did you say, 3 and 4?
Yeah, it's fine. You just don't have a whole lot of options as far as, like, food. They don't have the extra chicken finger stands or whatever the hell, you know, we seen on the front stretch.
Straight dogs.
Yeah. And then, but they didn't sell out because I got them before the fucking race started. Because I knew we had like five kids with us? Five kids. So I was like, we're going back now while they got these bastards. Because I can only, you know, hear it now. They went and got more too. They're little monsters. They put mustard on just the plain ones. So, like, my daughter's the only one, I think, that'll eat mustard. So then they had to turn around and make sure they didn't put nothing on the next ones. But I didn't have to, you know, sit in that long-ass line neither. Happy and proud about that. It didn't take long. I mean, where I was, they were moving on. I think I missed the first two laps of the race or something. Hell, we might have got back up there right when it was starting, like, immediately. Taken off and got back up there.
Oh, you crack me up. How was the tailgate? Did you tell some security guards to go fuck themselves?
Actually, I had a good time. My buddy Jackson, remember him last year?
Yeah, my dog.
That he grew up with me. Well, he came and they got like seats nearby and whatever. So he come and hung out before the race. We had a good time just catching up, bullshitting.
Let's go.
And then I met Bryce. I met Bryce too.
Really? PT Bryce. That dog.
Yeah. Yeah. He met me outside like where the drivers camp at, right there on the way out. He was parked in the same lot. I think he messed up when I sent him our seats. He mistakenly yeah.
What the fuck? Whatever. What's wrong with you, dude?
Nothing. I think he was meaning to pass seats over on our side and accidentally bought them in turn 1 and 2.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. So, we didn't get to chit-chat for long because we was trying to get the hell out of there. Like, you know how you can bust right out of there and just
hang right on
if you don't bullshit around if... Like, while everybody else is watching them do burnouts and fucking around, if you, like, just make a beeline straight out of there, you can usually get out in, like, 10 minutes or less.
That's unless Danny wins, so you got to give him the fingers, right?
Double bird. No,
if I'm on the front stretch,
okay.
Where he's doing the burnout, but not down on that end. My guy's the only one that does burnouts all the way around the track. So you can video him everywhere. Yeah. Hamlin wishes he was fucking Kyle Larson. You see Kyle Larson ripping laps today?
Wow, ripping. Dude. P2? Does that mean anything with IndyCar?
P2? No, it does not.
Dang
it. Some of it's the, like Jimmy you know Jam what, Newgar, hey, this is a crazy story. And then we'll get off of IndyCar. But Newgarden actually was in a road course car, not even their Indy 500 car. They're not even taking a chance, you know, on tearing it up. Road course, converted speedway, and he was fastest. So what do you think that car that they're saving is?
So I should bet him now?
Hey, the year Marcus Ericsson, they were talking about that earlier today, the year he won the Indy 500. His car was like that from Ganassi. It was a converted road course car.
Interesting.
Maybe they handle better than that aerodynamic shit. Maybe it's you know, if they're running on a hot day and them tires start wearing, get hot and slick, they're a hell of a lot meaner to hold in there.
Yeah, well,
it's 200 and fucking whatever the fuck they're running.
I'm not a big IndyCar guy, but I'll tell you the fuck what. The Indy 500 is so electric, and the sound and the sights wide open. What do they go? 225? What did you just say? 230?
230s is what they're going to qualify probably at 234. 235, depending on just track temperatures. And
I love that race. Whatnot. That's the best day in motorsports right there, Memorial Day. And I'm going to be on a fucking ship. God, sorry for the F-bombs, Mom. I'm going to be on a ship in the middle of the Bahamas during that day. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
The fuck has is Mom your been problem?
Listening to us?
It's a bachelor party, dude. What am I supposed to do? Say no?
On Memorial Day weekend? Like, that's
what? Thursday, Monday, baby.
That's a weird... I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm that's also on...
I would like to go to the Coke 600. I like that. That's a long-ass race.
Yeah.
Good gosh.
I've been. Yeah, I went 19. Yeah, it was... I'm also going to be out of town during...
I swear, my little man... As long as he went
Indianapolis.
At Martinsville, just cheering Larson on, I could only see he would be the only one outlasting them other ones. We'd be having to carry them out of the track, probably. They'd be them passed out halfway through that. That's all it is. It's wow.
What?
That was one of the worst nights. The Coca-Cola 600 one year.
Oh, yeah. There's some stories about that. Ripped. Oh, yeah, buddy. All right. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm also on a bachelor party during the Indianapolis NASCAR race. So that's a travesty as well. John, if you're listening, fuck you, dude. Blake, if you're listening for Memorial Day, fuck you, too. What am I going to say? No. Anyway. All right, let's talk Texas because fuck frick Martinsville. Man, I'm Rory. You're not like you're something's going on over there. There's not enough F bombs. Now I'm having to drop the F bombs. I don't feel good about it. So could you take them off?
He just said, sorry, Mom. Has your mom been listening again?
No, she doesn't actually listen. No,
she doesn't.
I think she heard a few too many F bombs and said, probably not for me. All right, Zach.
Y'all don't bleep those out, Mark.
No, absolutely not. No. Nope. Sorry, Mom. But not sorry at all. So, Zach, let's talk. First things first, comp tracks for Texas this weekend. Now, most people on Twitter, Discord, NASCAR Betting Preview Show, they're using 8 comps. Possibly 9, but usually 8. Both Texas races. Both Kansas races from last year, Vegas 2 and Vegas 1 from this year. Now, and Charlotte. I don't know if I mentioned Charlotte. Now, you're doing a little something different that I would like an explanation for. We are including Nashville from last year. And somebody asked me why Nashville is included. And I said, I have no idea. You're going to have to listen to the podcast. But I like being different. You know, it's like the Larry Mack. You're going to follow the leader. You're going to continue to follow the leader. So we do things a little different around here, non-loop data. Talk to me about the comp tracks this week, brother.
It's just a very, very small factor in it. It's not really that much. I don't think it probably doesn't really change much over the course of everything because it's such a small amount that I'm using from Nashville. I'm factoring a lot of Texas and looking heavily at Vegas 1 from earlier this season.
Does Texas only having 2 races mean anything to you? Like, one in each of the last 2 years, because you've kind of you're constantly tweaking things. And one of the things that you've tweaked is you're using the 2 most recent races, which like in Vegas's case, it's Vegas 1 of this year and then Vegas 2 from last year. Does Texas from 22, like just looking at NLD speed from both Texas races, does that alarm you at all? Or do you feel good about it?
I feel good about it. I feel Texas is kind of its own. It doesn't, like Kansas and Vegas and almost Michigan are a lot of the same to me, where like Charlotte is more like its own. Texas, I mean, when it used to have its old configure, it was a lot like Charlotte, but now it's not. They don't run as fast, so I don't really use it as much. I'm Texas heavy and Vegas of this season.
So if you had to rank the comp races, it would be Texas 23, Texas 22, Vegas 24, and then what? You got a Vegas race, 2 Kansas races, a Nashville, and a Charlotte.
I have Charlotte next. and then pretty much an even on those other three. And okay. Just a tiny little bit of Nashville.
Tiny, tiny. All right. I'm following. Well, the numbers are speaking to me on a couple bets this week. And I'm really looking forward to talking about it. Well, why don't we start with qualifying? Because I received a text about 2 hours ago that was quite alarming and quite very excited about. So if you want to talk about it, great. If not, then we'll just move on. But talk to me about qualifying this week, good sir.
I think there's a lot of good numbers out on the board this week for qualifying, which was surprising. Definitely like that. I don't know if they're still there. I know the head-to-heads that I bet quickly turned from plus money to now their favorites.
Shocking. So,
yeah. And let's see. I don't even know what they're at now. But, I think there's a lot of good numbers. I think that they didn't price everything down. I think you can find value this week. The guys I like are Bubba Wallace. He was 15-1. He qualifying, he was on the pole here at 23 Texas, and he also started fifth at Vegas earlier this year. 15-1. I couldn't pass that up on him. Logano, who has a second starting spot in 22 at Texas, and then he also got the pole at Vegas 1 earlier this season, 22-1. So I grabbed some of him. I also have him in a head-to-head against Tyler Reddick. He was plus 100 when I bet that. Ford just seems to have the speed, the single car speed. So that's more of what I'm looking at on this weekend. I also bet Chris Buescher 33-1. He started here second in 23, so last year, and he started ninth at Vegas earlier this season. If you can kind of see with qualifying, I'm looking, if I can get someone that made the final group at 22 Texas, 23 Texas, and Vegas, that's what I'm looking for. I don't think there was anyone that did that. So it's kind of like piecemealing two of the three and being high in one. And then the final guy, and this was just a numbers play. I had his fair market value at 100-1. He opened at 200-1 to win the pole, and that's Austin Cindric. I know it's Austin Cindric. I've talked so much shit on this guy before. But he started 11th here in 22, and then he started 3rd at Vegas earlier this season. That's kind of, if he gets in the final group, and we get a sweat. So let's just hope he gets in the final group and then see what happens.
I mean,
when's he going out?
Let me bring those up. Hold on.
5th in at Vegas 1. You could just say that and I'll bet 200. Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I think it's definitely worth a shot. I was just throwing in.
Zach, do you
just a little extra.
It's probably a dumb question.
I always like to ask.
Do you look at when they go off and what group they're in? I know you do for matchups, but for outrights as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
this one is so long,
It's
feeling it, hit it, don't give a shit. But I feel like at some of these tracks, there's an advantage to how early, if you had a bad race or two or whatever and it started bumping you up in the draw, however the fuck they do that thing. Don't they do that off of
metric.
Speed or some shit? Yeah, metric somehow over the last few races. So, it kind of prevents, if you have a wreck and a bad finish, but you were fast, it kind of helps you because you were fast, bump you up. And it can hurt you if you're not really fast, but you just lucked into a win. I think, however, I don't know. It's fucking weird. Can't explain it. I think Bob explained it one time. Kudos to Bob because
Bob explains everything.
They have a formula. It's like fastest speed, fastest lap, average speed. I have it written down and I use it every week, but I don't off my head. Cindric's got out ninth in group one. I tend to stay away from guys that are going out in the first 3 to 5 of a group.
Yeah. I was getting ready to say that's a good position. That's fine right there.
All right. Well,
and if group one isn't as strong as group two, too, it could be one of those things as well. Like what you're looking at when you see like different, let's say if you was trying to decide on somebody that was like 20 to 30 to one, then you're going to start really looking into a few more things to see if you're finding something out there.
Just like you do with all yours. Zach, what were you going to say?
I'm doing trig in my head.
Trig in your head.
I don't even know what trig is, dude.
Really?
It's trigonometry? Math. I know what geometry is.
You don't know
how
to do trig? Geometry?
No, what the fuck is trig, trigonometry. Dude? No.
Angles.
Not a clue.
Shit.
But I thought you were a Yankees fan.
It's them formulas. Trig. Formula.
Metric.
That's before calculus.
Don't dodge the question.
That I've never fucking had, huh?
Don't dodge the question.
What? I'm guessing his kid plays for that team.
I thought you were a Yankees fan.
No, fuck no.
You're a Whitney Sox is. Fan?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That goes well on par with your Dallas and Alabama, Dallas Cowboys and Alabama fandom. So
oh, yeah.
Fits right in.
Right. I've liked them since 99, when 99, No More came up.
When Zach stopped watching NASCAR.
Zach graduated.
When No More was up.
Damn, your life was over, dude. You graduated high school and the world was going to end?
How was the world
going? Y2K?
Y2K,
dude.
I remember New Year's Eve, we ran around the neighborhood like fingers up. Fuck you, Y2K. Nothing happened, you know?
Yeah, you were about to say something about qualifying, and I just totally hijacked it.
To me, I don't remember.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Fucking old, and I don't remember shit anymore.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I had one more head-to-head. It was McDowell over, and again, it's just he's plus 100, and he's over Flores, and that was just more of a, I think the Fords have the single car speed at the mile and a half and above.
Jesus, that was even money?
Yeah.
It's minus 140 now. Good Lord. Sorry. Good Lord, Jandis.
I did. If Austin Cindric. If Cindric wins the pole, we're going to have Jinx break out the.
This is the only time you're ever going to win on Austin Cindric. So take him, people. Let's go. One lap of glory.
What's Jinx doing?
I mean,
doing?
Not only time. Only time he probably will ever win again. Unless it's a super speedway.
What's Jinx bringing out?
He's going to have to bring out that Caesars thing, you know.
All my homies hate Caesars.
I'm sure if Austin Cindric wins the poll, I probably won't have a Caesars account.
No, but 200 to 1, I think it'll be okay.
I'll be okay.
I think we'll be okay. I think that'll be enough profit for the year, okay?
No, nowhere near enough profit for the year, man. My God, those are some rookie numbers. You got to pump that shit up.
If I put one unit on a 200 to 1 bet, I would be very content with that profit for the year. Yes, that'd be correct.
Yeah.
They wouldn't ever take it, but anyway. All right. Well, let's dive into some numbers here. I gave this bet out on NASCAR betting preview show, but I love it so much that I have a not quite a third of a teacher salary, but maybe by green I might. But I am feeling so frisky this week on Brad Keselowski, top 10 plus 140, still available on Caesars. I first saw it on Bet365. I think that number is long gone. And Hard Rock has it at like plus 120. I would still slam a flajam of that. So Brad Keselowski, Zach, I've been meaning to ask you this, buddy. The power rankings, I feel like never love Brad, but Ryan Stevens made a good point. Brad's kind of the guy that'll have like a 14.7 average running position and then finish seventh. is there a reason, like this week he's 10th in the power rankings, which is like music to my ears. I'm all about Brad Keselowski top 10, but he just never is. What do you think that correlates to, or you have no idea?
I mean, last week at Bristol, he was 3.
Oh, okay. Well, did it pan out? Yes, it did pan out. Yes, we bet on it.
I mean, and when I'm on Keselowski, I'm pretty confident that he's usually good. Here, how about this? I'll share my interesting stat. Like, okay, ready?
Ready.
So if we remove the drafting, if we remove Daytona and Atlanta, only 2 fucking teams won.
Yeah. Pretty fucking wild, ain't it?
Teams won.
They're back.
Yeah.
They're back to the way it was before they switched. Yeah. Switched over, basically, except Stewart Haas isn't winning like they were when Harvick was there.
All the wins are from Gibbs or Hendrick. If we go to the Xfinity Series, and again we remove the drafting tracks, only 2 teams have won. Would you like to guess those 2 teams?
Joe Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
And... Stewart Haas? No.
Wrong.
Custer hasn't won
yet.
It's
the same fucking team.
Hendrick.
Hendrick Larson in the 17.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. Damn it. Fuck. Okay.
Hey, you want to, I mean, like, who else are we going to bet then? What's the point?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I bet Denny Hamlin 7-1. Does that count for shit?
I think Bubba's better than Brad. I think Chastain's better than Brad. I think Byron, Reddick, Blaney, Hamlin, Larson.
All right. Let's not get fucking carried away over here. It's a top 10
bet. What the Fords suck.
It's
they
top
have 10. Qualifying speed.
All right.
I'm not saying against your bet. You were saying, like, why is he never at the top?
He's
never at the top.
Because I understand.
He doesn't drive Joe Gibbs and he doesn't drive Hendrick. And the guys at the top win fucking races.
Yeah, honestly, fair point.
When's the last time Brad's won a race?
Fucking what? Why, 3-4 years?
Why the fuck should he be anywhere near the top 5?
That's fine. Good point. All right, that was a good explanation. I asked a question, you gave me an answer. Now, let me tell you why you should go bet Brad Keselowski for a top 10 at plus 140, plus 120, whatever you want to get him at. He's 4th in NLD speed over the last 2 Texas races. Zach, I know you love Texas. He's weighted heavy this week. He's 10th when you bring in all 8 races. So, you know, a little bit of drop there, but still had some 4 top 10s in the 8 comps. He's got the 7th best average running position over the 8 comps with 12.1. That's good enough to bet the top 10. And he's 4th in the Cup Series in average finish, which is 11th, which I find very impressive. Like, yes. Has he had winning speed? No. Could he have won Bristol based on pit strategy? You know, a couple laps here and there? Maybe. But as Zach alluded to, he's no Joe Gibbs and he's no Hendrick. I understand that. Good point. But
what was his speed at Vegas and his teammates' speed at Vegas?
Oh, no. Let me pull
all up. Right, so here's the thing.
Shut the
with
fuck
this.
Up. 13th at Vegas and Buescher was bad.
Each program has 8 cars in total, okay? That between those two. Then you throw 23-11 in with their 2 cars. So now you're only getting 120 or 140 on the top 10 with him. Why not just wait, hope he fucks up in practice and get him at 300?
No.
Well, he's qualified. He's qualified good here. Brad third.
Right. Okay.
Next gen here.
Remember he sat in the poll? Like RFK was so bad, and then all of a sudden Brad just sits in the poll.
I mean, I guess you're beating the line, but I still don't know if I don't know if I trust them to fit. I'm glad you do.
All right, let me tell you this. Let me tell you, Zach asked a question. I'm going to answer it for you. 5th NLD speed at Vegas 1 this year. 3rd at Vegas 2 last year. 5th at Kansas 2 last year. 8th at Nashville. And then 15th and 17th at Charlotte and Kansas 1. But Texas last year was 5th. So he's got 1. Where's this bitch ass at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of the 8 NLD speeds. No, 6 out of the 8 NLD speeds in the top 10. If you include 22 of Texas. So I get your point, and I feel like that has to do with all the Fords. Like, the Fords could come out, like, even Blaney, bro. Blaney could be a 20th place car in practice, and none of us would be surprised.
What is Buescher top 10?
Same number. 140.
Buescher, in my opinion, gets the better finishes.
Well, that's like
it. Like, even if he's numbers, slower,
numbers
or
will tell you different
throughout the race. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't look at finishes. So, like, that's probably why I don't see that.
Good point.
Never look at finishes. Don't need them.
I mean, I try to put together like what was a lucky. Something made a right pit call, something like that, and then having his speed to, I don't know, judging off the eye. And then if you actually rewatch the race, if you have enough time to rewatch the race, it's you get a visual of like, oh, this happened. Oh, this is why I, you know, had some fucking fender get caved in early on or something. I don't know.
Had some fucking thunder get caved in. Is that what fender. You said? Oh.
Fender.
You get a fender.
I'll just say,
you know, just something happens. Rolls. Brad's it's like unfortunate, but somebody had a rocket ship. I've seen it. You know, but I don't really have to look at that shit no more.
You
just
don't look at
that,
shit, dude. You don't look at a single fucking thing. You just say, I think got Brad's, this dome.
I mean, I watched the race.
I understand.
That's all I need to do. Brad, if you watch the fucking races and play them back in your mind, and like, I don't know if that's what you're thinking about. I can pretty much.
You'll get there one day, Zach.
Come up with some shit.
I rewatch the prior races every week.
No, I'm talking about you being able to spit a word out with this slowest motherfucker talker on the planet.
I can't get the timing down on when I think he's done. I'm like, I can't fucking get it. And it drives me crazy. I'm like, oh, he's done. No, he's fucking not. Oh, he's done. No, he's fucking not. And I feel like I suck. Like, it's all my fault because I suck at it.
No, not your fault. Roy's fault.
No,
go ahead.
I'm just an asshole. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm trying.
Sometimes I just start thinking of shit, and if I don't say it,
buddy. We fucking know.
I don't know. It just comes. I'm like, fuck, I need to get a notepad.
Yeah, you That's do. What I need. Get your phone out. You get the notes app up. All right. Zach was going to say something about Brad and then also something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're muted.
Brad and Buescher.
7th to 12th. Like, he'll be in that range.
I'll take plus 140 for that chance.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think it's a good bet. It's just, you know, he's just. You asked why he wasn't at the top. That's what I was more defending. Like,
I was kind of asking for historical because, like, this week he's 10th, which is fine. I'm cool with that. I was thinking more like, you know, previous.
No, he has his tracks where he flashes up top. I mean, I know what they are.
The Fords to me outside of Blaney on 1.5 miles. I just feel like whatever it is that they're doing different to get some speed out of it, or if he's just figured out some different way to drive it, I don't fucking know. But they're faster than everybody else,
wrong,
like here lately.
Wrong.
What?
Rory, I'm about to spit some facts at you. Do you believe in NLD speed?
Yeah.
You believe?
Okay. At the 8 comps, who's got the highest Ford NLD speed averaged? You have to guess.
Probably. Yeah, because I don't have it pulled up in front of me.
You don't have anything pulled up?
No.
Ever?
I don't.
All right. Who's the best Ford NLD speed driver?
I'm going to say Brad Keselowski in 10th.
That's a great guess. And how did you know that, dude? He's tied for 10th, Kyle Busch. What? All right. Who's the top Ford driver at Texas?
Ryan Blaney.
NLD speed. Trick
Ryan
question.
Blaney
and Keselowski are tied 4th.
Okay. But I'm just saying, Blaney's the highest Ford in the power rankings. Blaney's the highest in the power rankings.
Chris Buescher. Oh no, that's the fuck. That's the
fuck is wrong.
I got
with
the
you?
Qualifying up. I'm sitting damn here. It, dude. Shit. Yeah, you're right. It's Blaney.
You know what's funny about the qualifying? So, and just about the odds. So, Brad and Chris, like, they're always right together. Like, do you guys agree with that?
Yes, for the most absolutely.
Part? Okay. So then, how the fuck does one open at 8-1 for the poll? Other one open at 33-1.
Because one of them has already won a poll at Texas in this car.
Buescher started right behind him in second.
I didn't know that. And that's why you bet Buescher.
And that's why I bet Buescher. I wanted going in, I'm like, oh, I'm going to bet Brad. He'll be like 15-1, 8-1. Okay. Where's Buescher? Scroll. Oh, 33. Boom.
That was like us.
I don't blame you.
You ran the. Zach always runs the power rankings on Sunday night after the previous race, and he'll send us a picture of what it looks like, a little preliminary power rankings. And Red Dog's up there, and we're like, oh, can't wait for this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 10-1. Maybe we'll get lucky with a 12. You know, let's just give us an 8, right?
Yeah,
6-1. Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah. Man,
we were so disappointed. Yeah, Reddick's third in the power rankings. Damn, that was tough. Well, let's talk about I only got one more bet and that I'm going to talk about, and then we'll throw it to you guys. Zach, I assume you don't have any
I'm
race
I'm kind of feeling a little Ross Chastain showing the backup this week.
So here we go with Roy not listening and just spitting out whatever he wants to spit out. But that's okay because I've been hogging the picks here. So, yeah, fuck it. Let's talk about Ross Chastain. I agree. Fifth in the power rankings. All right. One Nashville. That counts, and has run very well at a mile and a half. Actually, number one NLD speed at Vegas 1 this year. Get a load of them apples. He's eighth in NLD speed on the 8 comps, but remember how bad he was at the Coke 600 and we all bet him? Remember how fucking terrible he was? Terrible. And he's got two top 10 NLD speeds at Texas as well, the last two races. So tell me why we should bet Ross Chastain and Mr.
Tell me Roy. Why.
Ain't nothing but.
Nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why. Come on, dude.
That's
you're
enough.
Supposed to be the yin to my yang. Tell me why we're
I
betting
one
Chastain.
Of those charms. Fuck, I don't know.
He's due.
It's Texas.
People, he's due.
I mean. He's fucking dude.
People come on this.
I mean,
people listen to us.
I mean,
to
he's
give...
fifth. He's fifth in the pre power rankings. He's been awesome on mile and a half. Something about this place just feels like Ross should be good here while everybody else fucking sucks. Like cussing this track out, you know, whatever. And then here's Ross just fucking willing it all it's worth. Get him, you know, get him up front. No mistakes. I don't know. I like top five plus 225. And I only just looked at Bet365. I don't know if he might be a little better. Bet Rivers has been throwing out some nice top five looking markets. It seems like
he's plus 240 on Hard Rock for a top fiver.
Plus 240.
I like that.
So even better over there.
I like that a lot,
my beautiful
365's
been getting sharper on their lines.
Not their opening
some
lines.
Stuff. Yeah, the opening.
No, not the opening.
I feel like, oh, some of them not paying as much attention to, but it seems like the top five market ain't quite as good as it used to be, or either some of these others kind of extended themselves early in the week. Maybe pre, I don't know. I just felt like I used to always get like the best fucking
they
prices
did,
over there.
They
at
had the
one
best.
Time.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, well, I'm down for Ross. So, Zach, what are your thoughts on Ross?
I already have a little something on Ross.
Plus 245 Bet Rivers. So I like that.
I
actually go on and keep getting
pop Chevy.
I was just saying.
he says, no, Roy says, go on with what you were saying. I was just saying, Holy shit. All right. I can mute him, I think. Yes. All right. Go ahead, Zach.
I got Ross Chastain top Chevy plus 650 on draft.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Oh. I kind of like targeting that market. I think you can find some areas to make some money in that market on DraftKings, if you know what I'm saying. So
I think this is a good track for it too, because it's always wrecks and shit. People blowing tires, car just losing it through the turn. Air, you know, you get the air taken off in the wrong spot and hit a bump. Next thing you know, you're backing into the wall and getting ready to win a race that you just led fucking 200 and whatever laps.
Yeah.
Was that Larson? Didn't he lead over 200 in that race? I mean, he led for the longest fucking time. Basically the whole race. Yeah. I had him. Had Bubba too. I would have rather Bubba had won. And then next thing you know, here's fucking horseshoe shoved up his ass at that golden horseshoe. He's like, here we go. We'll win this fucking green white checkered.
You could also get Bubba Wallace at 6-1 for top Toyota.
Okay, now that is enticing.
You know what else is enticing?
If you parlay them together.
Chris Buescher as top Ford at 550. And then I don't know, maybe you put those three together, see what happens.
Maybe. Why do you like Buescher better than Keselowski?
They're the same, and their odds, the odds were way colder.
They're the same odds, I think, for
I don't think they were.
They weren't
for top. Actually, they're the same.
They're about the same. Not identical. Yeah, but they're, it's close.
I thought that's what I looked at them.
Well, sorry, I'm a little distracted. I'm taking.
I don't know. Buescher just seems to finish the deal while Keselowski doesn't. And I even know
this is true.
Higher in the model, but I don't know. Buescher has.
You have selections that cannot be placed.
Damn, Ross is plus 700 on 365.
Wow.
And Buescher's 450.
What's Brad on there? What's Brad at?
450, same.
Are they the second and third favorite, or what's
third, fourth behind Logano and Blaney?
The fuck's Logano?
Logano's plus 350 on there.
Okay, he's four on DraftKings.
Mm. Yeah, so yeah.
Hello, DraftKings.
That's who Rocky Mountain Aaron. That's who he took on that like parlay that we built with Pterodactyl. He wanted to do, since it was the Masters, like he let Flag Hunting pick one, then Aaron do one, and me do one.
Wow. Zach,
I put Red Dog on there, but that was more so because I like the value of Bubba as well.
What are your thoughts on Chastain outright at 15 or Bubba outright at 15? Either one of you.
I have him at 18 for fair market, so I'm not.
Not ideal. Well,
I'm always looking for like a 20-1 on Bubba. It seems like for me to feel comfortable. I've just been bitten too many times after he won one. Then they started bumping him down and. He's that one that you grab him when they start. All right, he hasn't done that well. And then he's 25, 20, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he's just gotten so good on them. The speed is there. The finishes aren't, because either he does some dumb shit, wipes out his good ass race car early in the race. He's done that. Fucking probably at least two or three times.
Cut a tire at Kansas leading or third.
Yep, bad shit happens.
Wreck right rear Kyle Larson of Vegas.
Oh, I got one. I heard him and Denny got into a fist fight in their motorhome after the Daytona race a couple years ago.
Interesting. And then he said, "Ooh, I want to hire that guy."
Yeah. That's why you listen to DBC.
Yeah, I should.
That's been a rumor for a long time, though, that Hamlin, like, I believe it was like the summer Daytona race, they got to get, like, back when he was in the 43, they got together, coming to the line for second place. And then, if you remember, Denny had, like, that basketball and golf league, and he kicked Bubba out.
I didn't know that. Years
ago. Yeah, and then he hired him. Because, you know, you know why I hired him.
Yeah, marketability, baby.
Huh? McDonald's.
Mickey D's. Yeah. So,
George.
I feel that on Bubba. I feel that on the – I need at least 20. But he has been good. But he also just doesn't finish races. So
he has been very impressive this season.
Yeah.
At tracks and where
– mile and a half, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, he was impressive at Richmond. He was impressive at Martinsville. Like, way better than he's been previously. Like, dude's pretty good this year.
Facts. So, okay, maybe 15 to 1's not the craziest thing.
It's not the craziest.
I like 6 to 1 top Toyota far better. Far
and like
better.
My fair market, like I'm very, very conservative. Like I don't, you know what I mean? Like someone might have it lower. I'm very conservative, especially pre-rate. Like the guys at the two guys at the top of my board are 4 to 1 fair market.
Okay. Well, you're spot on with one of them.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
And I'm waiting for the other one. Might bet that other one.
I bet Denny Hamlin. The dude's on fire. Number one in the power rankings.
Yeah, what are you? I'm waiting for an 8. I can get a 7. I want an 8.
Damn, I'm looking now.
I almost put the trigger on 6.5. And then when I saw 7, I'm like, all right.
Well, see, when I saw 7, I was like, ooh, maybe I can wait for 8.
You're right.
And I think he's dog shit at qualifying here.
I looked it up actually. He's not terrible. Going backwards from recent to later. See, I had this pulled up. Look at me. 5th, 10th, 2nd, 11th, and then it gets shitty after that. But 5th and 10th in the next gen car. His three poles.
I have 8th and 10th for some reason. But then,
oh no, I'm looking at finishes. God damn it, I shouldn't have tried to take your God,
then,
fucking stupid.
He's 28th. At Vegas, he started 28th. I'm hoping maybe Denny qualifies 14th. I get my 8-9-1, and I
laugh to the bank.
I like that.
That's the plan.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Any other bets before I give my last intern fuck up line bet before we go to Grid Rival?
Can I give an Xfinity?
Oh yeah. Oh, that's another thing. We didn't look at shit for Xfinity and trucks, but Rory did cook something together. So let's hear it.
Rally Herps, Rally PBR.
That is
top
the most
five.
Shocking thing.
Plus 170.
Oh,
he's 7th in the power rankings, but it's the Xfinity series. I think recently he's been really, really good on mile and a halfs. I mean, it ain't many of the damn Fords, but I mean, I think Custer's fast too, but I'm just taking a little bit of value. I think they're going to have fast cars. I like Custer.
He wrecked, Herbst wrecked last year, but finished 5th 2 years ago. And he was dog
he
shit.
Was 5th at Vegas, right?
Not a clue.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
5th at Vegas.
Well, I'm down for a little Riley PBR. I wish that top five number was a little more than plus 170, but I guess you get a
wish it was the 200. Yeah, I wish it. And don't quote me. I pulled up one.
Let's see what he's at on hard ride.
Let's see where it. BR might. No, they don't do top five, so only.
He's one
Ford Rock DK,
He's plus 125 at DK.
Yeah, 150 on Hard Rock. So that 175 might be the best you're gonna get.
Okay, let's rock that.
Oh, I think I might join you here. Give me a second. Give me about 30 seconds here. I love placing bets while we record. So much fun.
50 at Caesars.
Yeah. Lame.
But I don't know. I just feel like if you look at the power rankings, like AJ Allmendinger, for example, I don't trust the freaking Kali car at all.
No, I don't either. They're dog shit. Oh, Austin Hill? Yeah. Holy shit. Austin Hill?
Yeah.
What?
I like Austin Hill.
Whoa. Austin Hill?
The books have woken up on Austin Hill, though, lately. Plus 140, top five on 365.
Oh, I don't want anything to do with that. Oh, they did, didn't they? Wow, they did. An 8-1 outright? Is that what you guys are getting? Number one in the power rankings. Hello.
I don't. For Xfinity and truck, I wait till after practice for most.
It's a good move, buddy. It's a good move. It's a good move. All right.
Especially this early in the season.
Yeah, you're right. I bet. So, you know, I always try to open the app every once in a while. The Hard Rock app. On Mondays, you know, late Monday night after my bedtime, outrights will come out. Then some point Tuesday, the rest of the markets will come out. And I got a little text. I'm not going to rat my boy out, but I got a little text that said, you need to go look at Hard Rock Sportsbook because they, their intern, may or may not have put out a line that should not have been there. And let me tell you what that is. That is Tyrone Giblet's top five plus 15,000. Somebody smarter than me would tell me that that is 150-1. Now, that wasn't the smartest of intern moves, and I got money down on it. So if Ty Gibbs finishes in the top five at Texas this weekend, we will no longer have an account at Hard Rock, and B, we will be half rich because they limited me to $32 on it. But not as big as the qualifying bet that Zach has, but, you know, we'll take our chance. How? Imagine if we both win. That'd be fun.
Awesome.
So, yeah, awesome. It's plus 260 now, but it was 150-1.
I mean, if I won that Cindric bet on Saturday, I would definitely not bet the Xfinity. I wouldn't even fucking watch it.
Oh, my God, dude. I wouldn't. I'd start drinking immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it's celebration, bitches.
Yeah, I'll join you. All right, well, we're going to go to Grid Rival. But if you're going to see that, that says Grid Rival is undergoing maintenance. Try back in a few hours.
Oh, God.
Fuck, dude. I can't even look at the matchups.
What the shit, dude?
Dude, I was in West Virginia, so I was going to pull my money out of Grid Rival because I didn't do it this year. Eat a sperm sample, a blood sample, a sperm sample. So.
Dude, I cashed my winnings in from last year, and I don't remember. I think I just uploaded a picture of my ID, maybe. I don't remember.
It's $150. I'm like, really?
Did you guys get the email about the W-9 too?
Yeah, for $150. Fuck off.
Tax day's Monday.
Yeah. Woo.
Hello. We apologize for the delay, but we are complete. Yeah, we are completing 1099 forms for Grid Rival players. See yours attached.
What the?
Okay, sure. Whatever you want. Can you please fill it out and send it back to us ASAP? We'll see. Well, no Grid Rival this week because the app's undergoing maintenance. So this is great. This is fun. What did we go last week? Three for five. We went 5 for 5, 4 for 5, 3 for 5. So it's probably best that I just start clicking random buttons, abacadabra, tomorrow when that comes back up.
There you go.
How about that?
Roll with that. All right. Which one are you going to start with?
Ooh.
You going to start top right or?
Top left.
Top left.
I think I'm feeling top left. Zach, what are you feeling? Top right or top left? What's the winner?
Top left.
Top left? Okay, because we could either go 5 for 5 or 0 for 5 based on this. So we'll go top left. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Final words for Texas, because it's 10:43 p.m. and I was up at 4 or something this morning, and I'm ready to go to bed. So, any last words besides beer don't? What's the racing going to be like? Kind of forgot about that. Is it going to be better than Martinsville?
Do you ever go to the laundromat and you put like your clothes in the dryer and you can just follow them around and they're just all in a big, you know, line, just following each other?
Zach, do you know what I do for work?
Yeah, I know.
I stare at a dryer like half the day.
Well, then that's why you love this racing so much, because you've seen it the past 2 weeks and you're going to see it again this week.
I mean, I think Texas is going to be better than Martinsville. Dude, I think that was the new low. I think that was a new low. That was.
It wasn't like that it was that bad. It was just that we're in year three of it being that bad.
And we're sick of it.
Yeah. Like, and you just had it the week before. So, like, right. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, and then,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bet a Hendrick or a JGR/2311 car.
And let's hope right rears don't start blowing.
I think that'll be fine, because it shouldn't. Is it going to be hotter or less? Probably about the same.
Not a clue.
Compared to when they race in the fall.
Okay.
This might be hotter.
Yeah, first Texas spring race in a long time, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
So, I mean, that changes a lot, too. That's kind of why I haven't really bet much, because it's completely different. Hopefully, this leads to a new track.
But not Atlanta. Awesome. Not Atlanta. Oh my God! Not Atlanta. Point round two. Right.
Looks like 83 Sunday.
That's pretty warm. That's pretty warm. I wonder what
Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah,
I'd take another warm. Atlanta at this point.
Wow, over Texas.
Because the fucking short track sucks so bad.
I can't argue that. That's a fair point. Yeah, because remember, like, we used to with the 750 package. We were like short tracks. Road courses. Yay. Woo. Woo
the
NASCAR.
NASCAR reversed it.
They really
now I'm like, give me some Kentucky and Chicago land.
God, Chicago would be so lit, dude. So lit in this car. God. I would probably fly up for that race. I probably would. I mean,
it's a shame.
All right, boys. This is the end. We have come to the end of the podcast. We will not be having a podcast next week. Rory's going to a funeral, and Zach's going on a fun trip, right? You're going on a trip?
Yeah.
Boys trip? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I'll be at Talladega. I'm not leaving till Friday morning, but if you're at Talladega, this is the last you'll hear from me until Talladega. But
I got one matchup to add to.
I mean, this is an abomination. It's a fucking abomination, dude.
I found it.
I mean, okay. Found go ahead, buddy.
Alex Bowman -110 over Joey Logano.
No, I'm off Bowman. Fuck you.
You don't like Bowman?
No, do not like Bowman. I'd rather take Suarez over Bowman.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Bowman stinks. Don't like Bowman. Don't bet that. Don't bet that.
Don't bet that.
No, okay. Bowman's bad.
I was just bringing it up.
Bowman's
see
bad.
What you had to say. Okay.
I want to find a place where you can see how long drivers are signed for. That's all.
Bowman is 20th in the power rankings. We'll never know that, because NASCAR is just such a private sport.
It's like, we'll talk about the next one.
Yeah, write that down. Okay. Bring it up. We'll bring it up.
I want to talk about Stewart Haas selling the Chargers next time.
Oh, and shit. Forgot about that. Damn it.
And who should be buying them? Like, who realistically has a driver and needs a car?
We're going to talk about it next time on Laying Coin, which will be in 2 weeks for drum roll.
Talladega.
No, we're not. Roy.
Dover.
Dover Motor Speedway. That's right. That's right.
My favorite track.
Yeah. And the last race you went to, that's crazy, dude. 97. That's
nine.
Wild.
99.
Oh, 99.
99.
And that. Ryan Helms is trying to get me to go. I'm like, ain't no way in hell I'm going back out of town after flying to fucking Florida and back.
Dude, it's
great
nice
state, baby.
Especially if they don't run like the bottom in the corner, you can see everything. So if they're just like a lane or two up, because like the track's built down in, because they have that stupid harness race, a horse racing track. Mm-hmm. But it, I mean, it's nice. I mean, at least it was in the 90s, in the 80s.
It's been a long time. They used to run 500 miles, right?
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go check out the concessions for about 100 laps back then. Like, I'm serious. Like, you'd be like, all right, 250 to 350. They're just riding around. Go get you whatever you need. Go get your souvenir. Come back for the end.
All right. Good point. Good point. All right, fellas. It is a pleasure. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Be or don't. Let's cash some bets. Let's go Cindric. Let's go Brad K. Let's go Denny. Let's go Ross. How about that?
Good.
Rally PBR.
And Rally PBR. Boom, boom, boom.